We have just had a delicious, delicious dinner of grilled trout and new potatoes. And when I say we, I'm talking about me and Jack. How cold were you last night?
I was so cold last night.
I think the condensation on the inside of the tarp I was sleeping under was frozen this morning.
Yeah, man. My fingers were so numb this morning.
I wasn't so bad because I slept with my hands between my legs. It was normal. Yeah. But my feet, it took until about 9, 10 a.m., a lot of firewood collecting, traipsing around, a bit of axe work for me to actually feel my toes again. And I was seriously concerned last night that I would be a World War One story where my, you know, I wake up and my toes are rattling around in the bottom of my socks. Probably wouldn't rattle very much in socks, but you know, you get the idea. And I just thought, man. So we've got a shelter built, half built now, and it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, for real.
And we're going to build a badass fire to reflect, deflect into the shelter. We don't know where the instructors are. Come lunchtime, they'll let us eat the fish on a stick. And they go off. I don't know where. I heard some guy in the distance shout, "Pizza delivery for the woods." So what they're eating, who knows? Now, they leave us to our own devices, which is really, really nice because we can use our newfound skills. And, well, at the moment, we're just tending to the fire and digesting a massive dinner. It's all eating, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I'd like a whole pot of potatoes and three... What was it? What were that fish?
It was trout.
Trout. Rainbow trout. Three, yeah. Delicious, man.
Yeah, so later on, we're not sure what we'll be doing. We're guessing it might be a little bit of foraging, a little bit of learning what's in the woods. That's one of the main reasons why I'm here. And I have been involved in outdoors and bushcrafty type stuff, but just from a book, I'm really, really impressed at how much you can learn in a short space of time by dealing with people that are doing this all the time. Because they obviously want to be really good at their jobs. And I must say... Woodland Ways are really good at their jobs because it's the little things. It's the, I know why occasionally, sorry, how to do something, but I don't necessarily know why. And then when they explain it, it makes so much sense and kind of fortifies it in my mind. So even if you go out and do this, I highly recommend going on a course somewhere with someone because there's lots of little bits and bobs. And you're in preparation for, I guess, a pretty big trip that you got planned.
Yeah, man, I'm going to Canada next year. I want to go and study with Tom Brown Jr. He's a tracking expert, Wilderness Survival School.
And Tom Brown, of course, is legendary for his survival skills and woodland skills. And would you say he's even more skilled than Ray Mears?
In a different category.
Yeah. As in Mearsy doesn't even come close.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know, you've got to thank Mearsy for popularising. And people say to me, what are you doing taking tech to the wilderness? You got to remember, it doesn't matter how much tech I can cram in my bag, whether it's a solar panel or a new type of knife or this iPhone we're recording on right now, Ray Mears always takes more because he's got a sound man, a cameraman, a director, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, maybe not all the time, but they're definitely there. And there is a reason for sharing and talking about this and trying to create a conversation because there's going to be more people that want to do this stuff. Mm. And if you listen to this and think, actually, I want to give that a go, do it. You will not be sorry. These are really, really important skills. And you never know. You might end up in a survival situation or you might want to do what Jack's planning on doing. And that's ultimately be able to go away a whole year.
Exactly. Within 2 or 3 years, I want to be able to survive for an entire year on my own with no support.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Just walk in spring with my knife and walk out spring the following year.
A bit thinner with a knife.
Yeah.
Maybe with a nice deerskin pelt.
This is my dream, man. That's what, yeah.
What are the main skills you think you're going to need to learn to do this?
Tracking. The big one will be tracking.
And that's important basically because of your food?
Food source, yeah, exactly. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. What skills? And also mental health. I mean, if you're tracking, you're a part of the whole forest. You're a part of your environment and you feel a part of it. But if you go in there with a gun and you try and dominate nature with your mind, then you're going in there alone because you're not going to be part of nature.
It's you against nature.
Exactly.
Whereas we're very, very quick to forget that we are a part of nature.
Yeah, exactly.
We've just kind of forgotten how to blend in.
Yeah.
And you're in a green jumper, so you're blending in a lot better than me at the moment. But it's about, you know, when we got up this morning, there was a lot of cussing and, oh my God, my legs are going to snap off. Yeah. And as we did, the whole of the forest woke up with us. It was amazing, wasn't it? The pheasants in the trees flapping off, and all I kept thinking was, there goes breakfast. Luckily, there was porridge and honey as a backup. But yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And
it was a great time for my first experience for camping, surviving. Like for surviving, like minus four in February in England.
Yeah, definitely. So. I think it's all downhill from here, really.
Yeah.
Looks like that's our tea that's just been shot. We're having rabbit later. I've still got to digest this 2.5 kilos of potatoes. So let's go and get some firewood and finish building the shelter. Thanks for listening. Good luck to you, Jack.
Thanks, man.
Take an iPhone, tell me what it's like.
Yeah.